It is November 4th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I'm on the road on a trip to Florida to prepare some real estate for sale. We're getting ready for FIA Expo and starting to fill up our video interview schedule. We have several technology executives, a couple of exchange executives, and one CFTC commissioner scheduled so far. We also have a musician named Clive with a thing for commodity hedging scheduled. If you have something new and interesting to tell the world, contact us about an interview. I am sensing some real excitement from people about Expo and seeing people again in Chicago. If you have not signed up, maybe it's time to do so. For college students, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is launching the SEC Scholars Program in the summer 2023. It's a 10-week paid internship program beginning June 5, 2023 and concluding August 11, 2023. The application period is October 31, 2022 to November 18, 2022. If you want to apply for a regional law office, click on a link in today's newsletter, or the headquarters law office, click on a link in today's newsletter. The SEC Division of Economic and Risk Analysis seeks to hire two financial economists. They're looking for a SEC fellow economist and a financial economist. The SEC Division of Corporation Finance is seeking to hire a senior officer, associate director, specialized policy and disclosure, localized in Washington, D.C. Andrew Jennings is starting a new position as EMEA director at Born Tech. Our friends at Wedbush Securities are raising money for Covenant House, Illinois, with the Sleep Out Saturday fundraiser. You can join me in supporting them by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. The 27th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP27, in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, begins in 2 days, on November 6, and runs through November 18th. The United Nations Environmental Program Finance Initiative, UNEP-FI, is participating with a series of events highlighting the role of private finance in building resilience to the physical impact of climate change and showcasing work being done across the climate adaptation finance landscape. UNEP-FI is a large network of banks, insurers, and investors that are spurring action across the financial system to deliver more sustainable global economies. You can see the event lineup, register, and sign up for live stream coverage with a link in today's newsletter. Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing is holding a hybrid webinar, ESG Academy Decarbonization Along the Value Chain, on Thursday, November 17th from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Hong Kong time. Learn how the supply chain emissions can account for a sizable portion of a company's total footprint. The webinar is part of Hong Kong Exchange Clearing's commitment to supporting the business community's transition to net zero. You can learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki Education short of the day is Karen Wirtz, Opportunity Behind Many Doors. The futures markets are about two things, price discovery and risk transfer. But all businesses that attract capital also attract a small number of less than scrupulous participants, or bad apples, as Karen Wirtz, Senior Vice President of Strategy and Communications at the National Futures Association, calls them in this MarketsWiki Education Chicago 2016 presentation. Wirtz says the NFA, in its continuing mission to ensure market integrity and protect customers, is always on the lookout for both irregular market behavior and for fresh talent to help the self-regulatory organization achieve its goals. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Twitter advertiser pause widens as General Mills taps the brakes. General Mills Inc. said it's temporarily pausing advertising on Twitter, joining Pfizer, Volkswagen AGs, Audi, and other brands rethinking their presence on the platform now that Elon Musk has taken over and is making his mark on the social media company. Quote, "We have paused advertising on Twitter," unquote, said Kelly Romhilt, a spokesman for General Mills. "As always, we will continue to monitor this new direction and evaluate our marketing spend." My comment, I understand the other GM as they compete with Tesla, but given the chaos at Twitter right now, I guess this pause makes sense. Here's a press release from Cboe Global Markets. Cboe plans to launch trading in mini S&P 500 index options during global trading hours beginning December 11th. Enables customers to trade mini S&P 500 index SSP options nearly 24 hours, 5 days a week. Adds to Cboe's existing offering of SPX options and VIX options and futures during global trading hours, GTH. Ability to harness the cash-settled smaller-size S&P 500 index options during GTH will help enable traders to adjust positions around the clock with even greater precision and flexibility. Cboe Global Markets, Inc., a leading provider of global market infrastructure and tradable products, today announced plans to launch trading in mini S&P 500 XSP options during global trading hours, GTH, which will make the product available to customers nearly 24 hours every business day on Cboe Options Exchange, beginning December 11th, 2022. And then here's a story from MarketWatch. Apple now valued at more than Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta combined. Apple Inc. shares have held up far better than those of its big tech peers over the last month, and that's helped the company to a staggering feat. The smartphone giant is now worth more than Alphabet, Amazon.com Inc., and Meta Platforms Inc. combined. My comment, given how much Apple technology I have and use, I'm not surprised. Here's a story from Bloomberg. El Salvador's $300 million Bitcoin revolution is failing miserably. President Nayib Bukele tied his country's fortunes to the digital token, but there isn't much sign of it. Easier to find, mass arrest, and soldiers with machine guns. On an estuary along the coast of El Salvador, a few miles west of the Cangrejiga volcano, about 70 families live in a settlement called Flor de Mangle. It's named for a mangrove forest where residents pluck oysters and crabs by hand from the brackish water. The first group of inhabitants came about 20 years ago, some of them former soldiers and guerrillas displaced by a brutal civil war. Harvesting shellfish, herding cattle, and growing mangroves and corn, they earned enough to raise families and build houses, first of tin and wood, then of concrete. My comment, there are good ideas and then there are ideas like this. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Thursday was the award winner's day. Our most read story was The Trades. Louisa Paul accepts Lifetime Achievement Award at Leaders in Trading 2022. Second was Cboe's Europe LinkedIn post announcing the group won awards for Outstanding Exchange Group and Outstanding Dark Trading Venue at Leaders in Trading 2022. And third was Dr. Robert Barnes is voted the Trades Industry Group Person of the Year from the Trade News. Congratulations to all the award winners. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg. The headline, the metals for your EV are stuck in a 30-mile traffic jam, a slow and bumpy journey on the trail of Africa's copper. In order to get a truckload of copper out of Africa and into the hands of tech-hungry buyers, Chanda Kalangika must spend a week sitting in one of the world's longest traffic jams. Young men weave through the 30-mile, about 50 kilometers, queue, pushing crudely built bicycles stacked with soft drinks, snacks, and charcoal. At night, Chalongika sleeps in a cabin with his truck with one eye open, periodically flashing his hazard lights to check for lurking thieves who might steal his fuel or valuable minerals he's transporting. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Europe's top bankers are pressing their regulator to back off. SocGen's Beni Smaghi writes to ECB over board meeting requests. Bankers chafing at fresh dividend warnings after pandemic ban. European bank executives are expressing increasing frustration with what they see as excessive interference and unreasonable demands from the region's top financial regulator. Bankers are now becoming more vociferous about a raft of long-held irritations with European Central Bank oversight arm led by Andrea Enria. These include more day-to-day gripes, such as burdensome data demands, but also significant debates over lenders' freedom to pay dividends and bonuses, as well as the level of intrusion that supervision warrants, according to executives familiar with the matter. Here's another story from South China Morning Post. MSCI affirms Hong Kong as absolutely right partner for China Access after ending licensing deal with Singapore Exchange. Almost 2 years after ending an agreement with Singapore, MSCI has affirmed its decision to work with Hong Kong in creating equity derivatives products that would allow investors to hedge risk in mainland China, the region's biggest capital market, a senior executive said. Hong Kong has become a major intermediary for mainland financial assets, said Bear Pettit, president and chief operating officer of the New York-based global index provider. It is absolutely the right partner for us related to the Greater China opportunity. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian.